Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Tes, as we continue with Perek Oso ve'es Beno, the fifth Perek in Maseches Chulin, which, as we learned yesterday from the Aznayim LaTorah, it's a mitzvah that teaches us about Arevus. I'm not going to repeat that one, but that was a surprising makar, if you remember that. Chayzal Arevim Zalazel learned that from Oso ve'es Beno. Okay, so we had a machlokas yesterday at the end of the daf between Chananya and the Rabbanan, whether Oso ve'es Beno applies to only females and their children, or even the males and their children. According to the Rabbanan say it applies by females. That was the sheet of the Rabbanan. Chananya says it applies to males or females. And we went through the Brisa that has the source for their drasha. But one of the lines, I just wanted to pick up and mention one source related to, one of the lines was, how do you know it would apply to only the female? So he said, it says both the word Oso, it says the word Beno, and we had the drasha. What does Beno, their son, its son, mean? So somebody asked me after shir yesterday, Beno, so even though it's the masculine, or Oso is the masculine, but how would you write it if you wanted to write it? So that's the word you'd use in Hebrew also. So that is why we could darshit it one way or the other, even just the female. Misha Beno Karach Acharav, the one that the son follows, and the son is assumed to follow the mother naturally more than the father. That is the Gemara, Beno Karach Acharav. This comes up as well, at least in one other place, in Kiddushin, Daf Pei. The Gemara talks about if a woman comes to a city, and we don't know if this is her child that is with her. So again, the Gemara says you could rely on this concept of Karach Acharav. Says the Gemara, Maisa Be'isha, Daf Pei. Maisa Be'isha Shabasli Yerushalayim, V'tinok Merkavla Al Kseifa. A woman came to Yerushalayim, and there was a baby on her shoulders. She was giving a piggyback ride to V'higdilto. And she raised him, Uba Aleha. And then she lived with him. V'heviyum Lebezdin. And then they came to Bezdin. This woman, this brought this baby when he was a little child, and she brought him up as if it was her son. And then they lived together. So is this? Can we assume this is an isser of a child living with a mother? This says the Gemara, v'heviyum Lebezdin, v'saklum. Give him skila. Nobody knew anything. There was no identification. Lo mipneisha bna vadai. Not because we know 100%, Ela mipnei shekaruch achareha. Because karuch achareha, that's enough for Bezdin. So what's the contrast? Not, if you don't know Vadai, how can you put somebody to death? But you can say, not because you know Vadai from other sources, but because you have bina karuch achareha, and that's enough for this halacha. Okay, what about Truma? But anyway, that is another important area where we see, sorry, that's the context of Sorif and Allah Chazakas. You'll let it be sorry based on Chazakas. This is a Chazaka, but oh, Karach Acha, Achareha.
These discussions are only about the parents, right?
Which parent? Meaning the male and the female, yeah. Only about the parents, right. Only about the parents.
The child, I think,
could be either. Right, it's just that the female mother. Okay, and the Gemara says that the Chananya, though, says you have the word Oso and Beno. So you darshan both, and therefore it could be either the male or the female. As we will see, we paskin lechumra. We're not sure who to paskin like. So we paskin lechumra just in case, but we're not going to get Malkus. As we'll see that inside in a few minutes. Bez Hashem. Third line now. Third line, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Actually, starting on the daf. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel Hilchasa Kechananya. The halach is like Chananya. Rav Huna says the name of Shmuel. The halach is like Chananya, that it applies to both female and males. V'azda Shmuel l'taymei. And Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. What's the reasoning? So we didn't give svaras. Yes, we gave drashas. They both have a drasha. But the Gemara assumes that the svara is, this came up earlier in this Masechta as well, that according to Chananya, who says that it applies to both female and male parents, we apply the principle of Choshishin l'zera ha'av. The seed of the parent, of the father, has significance, and therefore, even though the baby was born from the mother, we halachically view the father as being a crucial ingredient, not just physically, but halachically, and therefore, that's why we would say that there's an issur of Oso Espino, even by a father, and a male, and a child. That's the root svara that we assume for Chananya, that it applies to females and males. And we say that's what Shmuel holds. And by Shmuel saying Hilchasa Kechananya, he's going according to the reasoning, because that's what he holds. He holds that Choshishin Lezera Ha'af, which, by the way, comes up in, that Lashon comes up in discussions of artificial insemination and surrogate motherhood, about who's the real father. Choshishin Lezera Ha'af, that phrase, again, in a different context, comes up in those discussions as well. Okay, so we continue. Amar Rav Huda Bar Chiya Bar Shmuel, Hilchzak Hananya. And Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. Ditznan. Where does he go according to his reasoning? Ditznan. Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Rebbe Yehuda says, the Mishnah Tana, Rebbe Yehuda says in a Mishnah in Kilayim, Hanoladim min Hasus, if this whole daf is going to be about animals born, who's the mother, who's the father, and just kind of halt cup and focus on who we're talking about, and the focus is going to be, the whole daf is going to be about, do we only focus on the mother, or are we also interested in who the father was? Right, that's going to be the whole discussion today. So first we're going to try to prove that Shmuel, who is going to discuss this Mishnah Kelayim, says Choshen Lezera Ha'av. So, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hanoladim min Hasus. If you have an animal that was born from a horse was the mother, Afal Pisha Evihen Chamor, and a donkey was the father. This is Kelayim. That's why it's in this Masechta. So you have a father who is a donkey and the mother who is a sus, they produced a baby. Mutarin zebazeh. If they produce two babies, those two babies are not kelayim with each other. They're not kelayim with each other. Aval, why are they not kelayim with each other? Why? Says Rashi. Aval mishavien chamar mutarin peret zachar ben sus nekeva. Impir de nekeva ba sus nekeva. As long as it's the same parents. They both have, if a male and a female offspring, and they both have the same type of father and the same type of mother. What does that mean? They both have a horse as a father and a donkey as a mother. Or the opposite, I'm sorry. They both have a donkey as a father and a horse as a mother. So in that case, you don't say there's a big mishmash and there's kilayim there, but you say they're both the same men. They're both the same men, and therefore, it is not a problem. Aval, hano, that doesn't prove anything yet, but the second half proves. Aval, hanoladim min hachamar im hanoladim min ha'em asurin. But if you have the opposite, what if one of them has a father donkey and a mother horse, and the other one has a father horse and a mother donkey, then they're kilayim with each other. What's the difference? In both cases, they're a horse and donkey mixture. So the Gemara assumes that the svara for Rabbi Yehuda would be Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. What is Choshishin Lezera Ha'av? We'll see. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda the Amora says the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, who talks about the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, Zu Dever Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, the opposite. Zu Dever Rabbi Yehuda. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar in Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says, you don't worry about the Zera Ha'av. Meaning what? Because if you were worried about, if you took into consideration Zera Ha'av, then there should be no difference which direction the parents were. Who was the father, who was the mother? As long as you had both, you had one father and one mother, one horse and one donkey, just like in the Reisha they were mutter to each other, so too in the Seifa should be mutter to each other. Again, what the Mishnah said, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said if they both have a donkey as a father and a horse as a mother, they're mutter to each other. But if they have the opposite, they're also to each other. But the Gemara assumes that if you say the Shita of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, so then you should say in both cases it should be mutter. Because in both cases, you have a little bit of donkey and you have a little bit of horse. But it must be that he holds Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. So all you look at is the mother. So in the first case, they have the same mother. In the second case, they have different mothers. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Says Shmuel, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim would say, Kol Mine Prados Achas Hein. All mules are the same. Meaning, even in the opposite, like mother-father cases, they would be mutter with each other. So all Mine Prados are the same. See Rashi, right across, Aval Chacham Omrim, Kulan Mutarim. They're all mutter to each other. Shebishnehem Yesh Beis Sadin. Right, they both have a little horse and a little mule, and a little horse and a little donkey. Go back to the Gemara for a second before we finish the Rashi. Man Chachamim, and who are these Chachamim, continues the Gemara and Shmuel. Who are the Chachamim that Shmuel said that we all like the Chachamim, meaning, who's the contrast of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av? Chananyahu. to Amar Choshen Lezerhaf, or Chananya, who says that the Isra of Oso Vespino applies to fathers as well. That's because of Choshen Lezerhaf. V'hai bar susya v'chamer, v'hai bar susya, chamer v'susya, kulu chadamina ninhu. And this is the son of a horse and a donkey, and this is the son of a donkey and a horse. It's all considered the same. And therefore, as long as you say Choshen Lezerah Ha'av, the father's seed also plays a role. So the offspring are considered mixtures of horses and donkey, little horse and little donkey. It doesn't matter what direction it is. And according to Chananya, they would be mutter to each other. And the fact, this is the punchline, Rashi explains it, the fact that Shmuel calls Chananya Rabbanon, instead of just saying Chananya was a Shitas Yachid, he calls them Rabbanon, it must be that he holds like them. Because he generalizes their Shita into a Shita of a Rabbin, into a Shita of Rabbanon. Period. That is part one. So again, what did we say so far? Chananya, who holds that Osov Espino applies to even fathers and their offspring, holds the svar for that is Choshen Lezerahav, and we applied that principle, or we took that principle from the Mishnah in Kilayim as well. That if you have Kilai Behema, if you have animals that are Behema, that if you say only the mother's important, then you only go by the mother to determine what's Kilayim with each other. If you say Choshen Lezerahav, then the father will also play a role, and it could be even Likula. Fine. Good. So Ibai Lahu. So now the question is, let's get to the root of this shita. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Kilayim who said lechumra, right? He said you're not choshesh lezera ha'av, and that's why if they're opposite from each other, they're usher to each other, right? Donkey horse. If they have opposite parents, right? So then they're usher. So at root, what was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Ibai luhu mifshat pshita leila Rabbi Yehuda de'ain choshesh lezera ha'av. Was it obvious to him that you're not choshesh lezera ha'av? And therefore, he would have even said it lakula. His case is talking about lachumra. But was it obvious to him that you never look at the father's seed, never take that into account? O dilma sifuki misafkale. Or was he not sure of in choshen lezera ha'av? What's the basis of the question? So the Ramban has a beautiful formulation. We know that the Rabbanon of Chananya that limit Oso Vespino to female, have it based on a pasuk. So is that pasuk telling me that Oso Vespino is an exception, or that it is the model? That's the question of the Rabbanan. That's what Gemara is asking. When we say Ein Choshen Lezera Ha'av, which is the basis of the Rabbanan Shita by Oso Vespino, that you only go by the mother parent. So that's the Shiloh, Vekomi Boile. Mi Amrinan, Kivan Shemiyato HaKasav, since the pasuk excludes fathers from Oso Vespino, so then Shmamina Shein Lachish Lezaro Klau. So is that teaching me that you're never Choshen Lezera Ha'av? O Dilma Adaraba, mi de itzich krala miute, by the fact that you need a pasuk to exclude, by the case of Oso Vespino, hachahu de miate kra, here is where the pasuk excludes it, and it is an exception. Avo ba'alma choshen lezaro. But in general, you do. That's the shaila. Beautiful. How do you understand the makar? Do you understand the makar, according to the Rabbanan, as, oh, this is an exception? That's why you have a pasuk. Or no, oh, you have this makar. This is megala that this is always true. Right, that's the umishim halachim misaf galei b'kol shar makomos. Aval Chananya, the Gemara doesn't ask according to Chananya, who says choshishin lezera ha'av, even though he's also based on a pasuk. Pshitalei dekivan dechasha Torah lezara b'makom echad b'chol makom choshin lezara. According to Chananya, by the fact that you're choshish one place, it must be the Rabban assumes that you're choshish everywhere. V'lo lachush bilvad ela afilu lahakel deleka sveika kameshmaya. Hashem doesn't have a suffix. Right, so that's the Ramban, that there's no Shiloh according to Chananya. If he says Choshishin, it's Vadai, being Megala for everywhere. But if you say Ein Choshishin, according to the Rabbanan, how do you understand the Pasuk? L'may Nafkamina, so the Gemara says, okay, that's in Lumdus, what's the question? But what's L'Nafkamina if Reb Yehuda, again, Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah in Kelayim, is he saying it B'Torah's Vadai or B'Torah's Safek? L'may Nafkamina, L'Mishrei Pri Im Ha'im. Is the offspring allowed to be breeded with the species of the mother? Right? Is that okay? So, Iyamet Mifsha Pshitalei, if you say it's obvious that Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, and he holds it for sure, then Priyamayim Shari, then fine, the offspring is only belonging to the mother species, and therefore that will be Mutter. Right? Meaning, in this case, if you have a donkey father and a horse mother, and you end up with a mule, if you say he's vada, then the mule can be breeded with the mother, with the horse. But if you say he's mesufik, he was just being machmir in the case of kilayim, so priya mayim aser, then it'll be aser because you take into account the father as well. He'll just be machmir across the board. So my, so what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? Is he saying it b'toras vanai or b'toras safik? So tashma, let's see. Rabbi Yehuda omer. The language of Rabbi Yehuda was as follows. What was the first line of Rabbi Yehuda? We made a whole diuk previously about the second line. Let's focus on the first line for a minute. What was the first line of the Mishnah? We said, you have a donkey father, a horse mother, so then, if you always have the same parents, you're allowed to interbreed them. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. You're allowed to interbreed them. So what exactly is the case that we're talking about? So, hechidami. Are we talking about exactly how I explained it? Are we talking about they have the same exact type of parents? So then, is there really a chiddush to say that that's mutter? We'll say in a minute, yes. But at this point we say, is there a chiddush? So that can't be what he's talking about in the Reisha, that they have the exact same parents, they both have donkeys as fathers and horses as mothers? That would be obvious. So Ella, what must be Rabbi Yehuda talking about in the first line of the Mishnah? Elalav da avua da haisus the avua da haichamar. It must be they have different parents. Vikatani mutarim zemze. Must be they have different parents, and yet it still says they're mutter with each other. They're mutter with each other. What does that mean? Alma mifshep shitale. It must be then that he for sure vaday holds ein choshishin lazera haav, and that's why in the reisha it's mutter because you just look at the pair, you look at the mothers, and therefore, if the you don't worry about zera ha'av, and it's still mutter lavo zebazet. So you see, it's pshitale, right? So that was the question, and Rashi says v'hachi kam Rabbi Yehuda demarbiim sus gamur al pered ben susya. And what is the line mean? Mutter zebazet? It doesn't mean the two offspring. It means the offspring with its mother. Mutter lavo zebazeh. That's how you would have to understand that line. So isn't that what it means? Which would be a difficult reading of zebazeh, Rashi points out. But isn't that what he means? Because it would be obvious to say same exact parents in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says no. Same exact parents is also a chiddush. Lo. Lo olam davu adaychamar adu avu adaychamar. The first line, same exact parents. So there's no raya from the Reisha about Choshen Lezera Ha'av or not. Because you have the same mothers and the same fathers. So there's no Raya to Arsugya. Utaka'amr Tzricha L'meimar. You ask, what's the Chiddush then? That's a big Chiddush. Ma'u Detema Asi Tzad Desus Mishtamish B'tzad Chamar B'tzad Chamar B'tzad B'tzad Sus. You might say that this animal is not looked at as a new min, and therefore if you have two of the same, they're exactly the same min. You might say that no, that each tzad sus and tzad chamar are fixed in this animal, and therefore you're misbreeding them when you put them together. Right? Rashi says that each one is tzad sus miyuchad, but tzad chamar miyuchad. And you can't mix them. Kamashmon, you can even mix them as long as they have the same parents. Period. But either way, there's no raya. We try to bring a raya from the first line of the Mishnah in Kilayim to the issue of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av or not. We ended up saying there's no raya to be brought from there because the Reisha is a case where they have the exact same parents. So it doesn't matter what you say.
I think you said Haisus, Davud Haisus, Davud Haichamor. It says Avi Shavi
Chamor. Avi Shavi Chamor would be going on the parent. Would it be going on the offspring? That's what you have to say. That's what Rashi says. It's a difficult reading. The Havamin is a difficult reading of the Mishnah. That's in a chinami. Period. This is, so Kamash Balan, you're allowed to interbreed them. So some of you might be thinking, one second, isn't there a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin that we all remember because we're getting to Rosh Hashanah time? We have a Chesi Shivcha, Chesi Abbas Chorin, all of those cases. And what does it say there? Remember the Mishnah? Beis Hillel even agrees to Beis Shammai in the end. The Mishnah says that you can't have these people marry each other. A chetzi shiv, a chetzi ever, chetzi ben chorin, a chetzi shiv, chetzi bas chorin. Why not? Because b'tzad shivchus and b'tzad avdus. So why is it there a problem and here it's not a problem? Tosfos kash. That's all the Rishonim here deal with. Second Tosfos. Load here. What's the maskana here? You could take two offspring that have the same parents, basically the same double status inside of them, and you could put them together. So why can't you marry them by the Shivcha and the Eved? Lo dummy, says Tosfos. L'chesye Eved v'chesye ben Chorin. It's not like that. It's not like the Chesye Eved v'chesye ben Chorin. It quotes from Chagiga, but it's also in Gittin. It's in Chagiga. It's in other places. To Aser v'chesye Shivcha v'chesye bas Chorin. Why? Why don't you say the Shivcha connects to the Shivcha and the Eved, the Ben Chorin connects to the bas Chorin? Bishop to Asi Tzaravzu v'shabish Mesad Chayrus. What's the problem? What's the difference? So, a couple of answers in the Rishonim. First, Tosfos. Dehacha. Tosfos, you gotta work at. Gotta think about what he means. Dehacha kilayim amar rachmana. Dafka trei minei. V'chol haprados haba'in misus v'chamar min echadhu. But kilayim, it's a special din of putting two different animals together. Are these different animals? You have differences within each animal. But if you look at each of them, what's kilayim? You have type A and type B. Is this type A and type B? This is a type A and type B. You have A and B in each one of these. So that doesn't come up to the standard of kilayim. By marriage, we need, that's different. By marriage, even if you have mixed up within one, there's no special din of A, two different entities right here. So therefore, it's two different entities within the same thing, but maybe that becomes one the same. So that's why it's not kilayim, but it is a problem for marriage. That is Tosfos. If you want to look in the Ron has a little more elaboration. He probably means something different, but the Ron right here in the back, Chav Zayin Amud Beis in the Daf Yarif, I'll read you the Ron's Lashon. The Ron says, Yesh Lomar, fascinating kasha to think about. The Ron says, Ha samhu de'ika tzad avdus v'tzad chirus mamish. Aval hacha, afal gav de misus v'chamar asu, Ein kan sad chsus v'tzad chamor, ela birya bifnei atzmahi, shena'ases mishnehem. What does that mean? So the way I understand it is that when it comes to shifchos and avdos, those are statuses. And the issue is statuses. When it comes to statuses, that's what marriage is about. You have a person who has two different statuses. Half of my status could torpedo half of your status. But here we're just talking about a physical mitzius. A physical kilayim is not about statuses. The status of a horse. There's no statuses. No. Just a question of where you came from. So here we came from the same source. So if we came from the same source, it's not a problem. That's what the Ron. So again, that's the another difference between the two. Finally, the third idea is quoted by the Achronim. A number of Achronim quote the Oneg Yontif. Did this status come from, are they CFB, kilayim from birth? Right? Are they mixed up from birth or not? Or did it come? By these kilayim, by the animals, it's CFB. So if it's CFB, so it's the same. It's not like something happened to them. But by the Shivcha, these were, and the Evet, these were, it wasn't from birth, right? One Adon decided to free them, and then they're left in this limbo state. So that's different. That's different, and maybe that shows that it's more of an external problems put on, not an internal natural state. You can talk about it, but that's the Oneg Yontif and a number of Achronim. It's quoted in all the footnotes of the Rishonim, and the Shem Sianim Balacha quotes it, but that is discussion number one that we could have. The other interesting discussion that we could have over here, and that is, before we get to the Tashma, to try to again prove whether Rabbi Yehuda is Vadai or Safik. Again, there are two lines to talk about, here and on the top of Amun Beis. The next discussion is a beautiful tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked, let's say somebody, again, the Metzius doesn't make a difference. I'll tell you what the Shiloh was about, but I was trying to look online about it yesterday. But the question that he was asked in 1963 was, Be'inyan, pre, how about this is Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Beis, Siminun Ches. Pre Abame Arkavish Nemini Ilanus. You have a fruit that is a hybrid of two other fruit. Both ways. If you made a Shechianu on the hybrid fruit, does that prevent you from making a Shechianu on the two source fruit? Or if you made a Shechianu already on the two source fruit, does that prevent you from then making a Shechianu on the hybrid fruit? Im nifta b'Shechianu shabirich ala shnei minim ulehipach. B'dover apri hanikra, nectarine. Shehu, says Rav Moshe, morkav mishnei minei peris. Parzik uplum. I'm trying to figure out what a parzik is. Well, I'm trying to look. It doesn't talk about it. It's not so clear, looking a little bit yesterday, that we've... nectarines, where they come from. They talk about nectarines. They talk about all different types of fruit, whether they're the different hybrids. Either way, the lumdus, though, is the same. I'm sorry?
Nectarine?
What?
Peach A peach and a plum.
So farzik is a peach. Okay, I'm not sure what a farzik is. Either way, the question of lumdus is the same. If you have a hybrid fruit that comes from two others, so what do you do by shechianu? Im echad shekvar birich shechianu al shnei minim sheba mehem tzorch levarik amal nektarin shechianu v'gem lehepech. If you made a shechianu on the nectarine when it was the first time you had one for the season, so then do you say afterwards? So he says yesh list topic. Im mikiva chuhur murkav mehem, since it's murkav for both of them, hari kol chatzi bimenu hu min echad im misha bamimenu. So maybe it's just like the parent. V'lachen kishabirich ala plum, pater chatzi bimenu. When you made a shechianu on the plum, that takes care of plumness. You can make a shechianu on the peach, it takes care of peachness, and then when you have the nectarine, you finish. No shechianu. Or do you say that? No, it's something different. It's not connected. Right? Dilma, it's more kavla min echad. So the questioner brought a raya from the fact that prados, chula nayin tes, chula prados, lamanda amar choshishin lazera ha'av, mutarit kol mine prados, zemze. V'lo amrina nasi tzad susu mishamish b'tzad chamor, v'chula. You don't say this. You say the kamash v'lan that we just said. Right? That it's all considered. Right? It's all considered. And it could be interbreeded. So maybe here too, it's a separate min. So Rav Moshe goes through a whole long tshuva, and he says at the end, mitzad that, he doesn't think so. He says, don't compare kilayim to shechianu. So don't compare to shechianu. He says, b'chol ofan, linin ha-metzius nechsha miminim sheba mimenu. Physically, they come from their parents. Hilchas kilayim might be something different. V'lachem linin shechianu, b'pri sheba mishnei minim, murkavim, hu nechshav me'osan haminim. V'lachein ulay lahasovrim deitzarach levarik ala pri echad mehamin efshar gam al pri murkav lo yitzarach levarik shabirich ala minim ulahefech. Moshe says here it's not kulur chomra. It's just you can't make them. But he says he would not make a bracha if you already had it. Don't look at it as min b'fei atzmo, even though by kelayim they could be interbred together. And then in the last paragraph he says maybe there's a totally different reason why you should not make a bracha. That is. Kivan sheprize ba al yedei iser lo shayach levarich shechianu liros prize. Oh, you make a shechianu on this shehu nidme kimevarchin shezachinu liros sheika over yavera. Right? Oh, baruch Hashem, they're over yavera in the world. That's why you say shechianu. The av shekasher lemitzvah lerov poskim, and even though most poskim say it's kasher lemitzvah, as we'll talk about, if we have time later, in esrog murkav, that if an aver was done to an item that does not prevent it from you making a brach on it, mikamakam levarech shechianu, shehu lesmoach al sheika prize shabai de avera, ulai lo noe levarech al zeh. V'lochein tov lechol osamim o pri chadash, v'levarech al oso pri, v'lateis bo gamal prize. Okay, get yourself out of the suffix. Have another pre-chadash there. Good. That's, by the way, the next shuv is the Rav Moshe's famous shuv about Berachas Hagomel on an airplane. Right, the next one right there. So anyway, Beis Nun Ches. Rav Moshe doesn't quote it, but the Abu Draham has a whole page and a half. There's in his Hilchos Brachas on page 18 and 19 in Abu Draham, he has two pages about Brachas on Dvarim connected to Avera. There are two sources. We discussed this at some point. All mitzvahs that you don't make Brachas on. Why not? So all the Rishonim discussed it, but there are two major sources. There's a Tshuva in the Rashba, and there's the Abu Draham. So the Abu Draham here talks about at least 10 mitzvahs, I didn't count all of them, that you don't make a bracha because it's kashur to an Avera. Obviously, Hashavas Gazela, Hashavas Ribis, Shiluach HaKan. Wow. Shiluach HaKan, he says, Nami mitzvah haba'a ba'averahu. Wow. Then in the parentheses, he quotes from the Haggah. What's the Avera? You're sending away the mother. He says, Arifas Peter Chamor. Because you're not doing the actual Peter Chamor. You're doing the Bidi Eved. V'chein Srefas Nosar. Kulan my dedami lei mishudavi mitzvah baba Avera lo mavarchin alayu. E mavarchin al chalitza. Mishum de mitzvah baba Avera. He yitaka avra la se de yibam. Wow. And then he adds, V'ein mavarchin al gerishin. De sanui hamishaleach. As the Gemara says in the last daf in Gerushin, v'isba avera v'im nafshach lomar livrach al hanach nashi de mitzvah lagarshon v'les behu avera. There are some cases that there's a mitzvah lo plug rabbanim begerushin gazer hani atuhani. Okay, quotes others. Anyway, this is a whole two pages. Rav Moshe puts on here, adds on, making a bracha on a hybrid. Okay, here we continue. So Tashma, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara again, we're still trying to prove is Rabbi Yehuda vadai in choshishin. Lazara ha'av or suffik. So Tashbar Behuda Omer. Pointing from the Tosefta in Kilayim. Pir Dasha Tava Emar Bianola Hello Susalo Khamar Elamina. a pirda, a mule that was in heat, that wanted to be mated. So you don't mate her with a, or it, with a sus and chamor, a sus or a chamor, but only with its type. So what does that mean? So pashas, it means another parrot. And if you say it's obvious that we're ain choshesh in lezera ha'av, so lirba limina de'ima, so why don't you just mate it with the species of the mother? If he's vadai, ain choshashin. So it must be it's suffix. The Gemara says, no, delo yadina mina de'ima mayniyu. Maybe the case is where you don't know who the mother is. You don't know which the mother is. You don't know who is the mother, who is the father. So the Gemara says, v'ha ela mina ktani, but it calls it mina, so you know something about it. It says, with its type. So hachi kamar, no, this is what it means. Ein mar bien aleha lo min sus v'lo min chamar, l'fi shein yodin mina b'mina. That's what it should say. You can't mate this animal with anybody. Not with anybody that has a little horse or a little donkey in it, because you don't know its type. And therefore, you have to be machmer. So again, it's mishum suffik. You don't say it's eichosh lezer ha'av. That's not a vadai. It's you're suffik all around, and therefore you can't mate this animal with anybody. Ask the gemara v'livdok b'simanim. Why don't you just check the simanim? What simanim? D'amar abaya. There's a ways to know by a mule who the father was and who the mother was. Avi kalei. If it has a thick, deep bray, what mules do, what the sound is. If it has a thick one, bar chamra, then the mother is a donkey. Son if kale, if it has a high, shrilled voice, bar susya, then the mother was a horse. The amara papa, so you could check with the sound. And also, rav ravon udne vizutra gunuvse, if it has a big ears and a small tail, bar chamra, then you know it's a donkey, the mother was a donkey. Zutrin udne v'raba gunuvse, if the opposite, it has small ears and a big tail, bar susya. So there are simanim. So why don't you just check the simanim, then you'll know who the mother is. So the Gemara says, Hachmayaskinan bi'ilemes v'gidemes. The ears were cut off, the tail was cut off, and it can't talk. Right? You got a mute, amputated dunk, a mule. Feel bad for it. But anyway, that was the case, and therefore, you can't figure it out, so you just have to be machber. So period. What? So we changed that. So the maskana we said, you can't give it because you don't know the mina. It was like Chizuri Mechzera. We changed exactly what the Tosefta said. Okay, so we didn't get an answer to that. What Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was. So my Haviola, do we have a maskana? So Tashma, Da'amar Rabbi Yehuna, Breder of Yeshua, Hakol Modim, B'primayim Sha'asr. Oh, this was an afkamina we said before. Everybody agrees you cannot put the offspring with the type of the mother. But what do you mean? Ein choshen lezer ha'av. Shma mina, sifuki basafka leshma mina. Must be only b'toras safik and not b'toras vadai. Okay, that was the that's what we assume because we say Hakol Modim. That's even Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Obele Rabbi Abba l'shame. Rabbi Abba once said to his servant, "Ima eilusli kud naisa berispik. If you bring into me, right, eilus to enter in. If you bring in kud naisa mules berispik. Rispik Rashi says an agala, a wagon. Right, if you put mules on a wagon for me, ayin lahanach de damin lahadadi. Make sure that they're similar to each other. Be ma'ayin on them. Look at them." Meaning, check the tails, check the ears. Check if they're similar. Violi, and then put it on for me. Meaning, we're going from cross-breeding to cross-working. Right? The other part of Kilai Behema. So, he says, check for me. Alma kesavar. What do you see, the fact that he says that? Ein choshen lezera ha'av. Right? It must be, he's not choshesh lezera ha'av. Because if he was choshesh lezera ha'av, remember we said before, that everything, well, as long as each had one horse and one donkey had a parent, everything would be mutter. The fact that you have to check, and you can check by the simanim, so it must be that ain choshen lezera ha'av. Number one, and number two, the simanim da'araisa. The fact that he says you can rely on simanim, check. He says go check the simanim, and you could just put the mules onto the wagon based on this. That shows simanim are da'araisa. So right on this line is the second big discussion of today's amud, and that is Rashi points out if you look in Eilu Metzias. You remember from Bab Metziah, the Gemara has a suffix unanswered. Simanim d'oraisa or simanim d'rabbanan. The concept of somebody coming to and saying, I lost that item and it was blue. Can I please have it back? And you return it to him because he has a simon. It's a suffix whether that's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So how could our Gemara say b'feir is d'oraisa? That's a big problem. It's a big problem that all the Rishonim here deal with.
All right, so that he has to return it?
The concept of relying on simanim is not a takana d'rabbanan, but it's d'oraisa. D'oraisa. Rashi says, let's go through the three pshatim. Rashi says, how do you know it's d'oraisa? From our case, maybe it's d'rabbanan. Rashi says, by the fact that you're applying it outside of dine mamonis. and you're applying it to Isser v'heter, that shows that it's Daraisa. That's Rashi Pshat right on top. I'm sorry, the top line. But the fact that you're matir and iser, it's not just by mamanis, shvamina, it must be daraisa. The problem is there, it's an ibai delivshita. Beautiful pshat by Rashi, but it's an ibai delivshita, and that is the problem that other Rishonim have with Rashi. If you look at the other Rishonim, for example, the Ramban here, quoted in the Chidushi Haran, the Ramban said, no, this Gemara means something different. Simanim Daraisa, this is a different type of Simanim Daraisa than the Gemara Bamitziah. That's what you have to say. You have to be mechalik somehow. Says the Ramban, Ma'enyin Zulazu, Afilu Kishatib Zalomar, Simanim Mila Daraisa, V'yish Lomar, says the Ramban, there's a big difference. Over there, there are reyesus to the Simanim. That's why you have a, it's a Safik Daraisa Darabban. And why? Because there, maybe, first of all, the owner saw the Simanim, and he didn't tell you. Maybe he saw them somehow. He caught a glance of them. Or maybe he's kesuma baruba, which is the lashon of basically taking a guess. So there's reyesus there. Oh, maybe it's I lost the blue one. I lost $50. So that's what there's a reyesa. Over here, it's simanim in teva. So that's what these simanim might be daraisa. Nothing against that. Elavadi simanim elu kamrinan shehein ikur lismoch aleihem beinyan zeh. The Gemara law. We have it in Masora. These are the real simanim, and therefore it's very different than the simanim over there. Very different than the simanim over there. So machlokas Rashi and the Ramban had on this Gemara. How do you answer up for Rashi? Why are these simanim so? Rashi says, "Why are these simanim so much better?" So the Noda Yehuda, quoted by a number of the Achronim, but look at it's a long tshuva in Eben Ezer, comma, Simon Lamad Aleph. The Noda Yehuda says maybe the difference is whether you're being motzi mi muchzak or not. When it comes to over there, well, let's start over here. When it comes to over here, where we have, let me read it to you. I think where does he start from? Tzolonis tafko lomer simanim derabana melahecha de simanim asu laafuke mechazaka. Over there, you have a safek, because it's being moti from a chazaka. For example, la adure get isha, o lahad shemiz bali aladei simanim. The isha zu becheskas isha zis. You have a married woman, you have to be moti aladei simanim. That's moti me chazaka. That's where you're not sure whether it's daraisa or darabanan. Or, and this is another bihuda shita, big discussion in the achronim, when a person finds it, it's in his chazaka, and now you're trying to take it away from the finder. That's also being moti me chazaka. But over here, there's no chazaka here. You just don't know what the animal is. Ma cheskas iser yesh va'af shehu safik iser doraisa samchina simanim. That's the note of Yehuda, whether it's being mostly mechazaka or not. Many of the Achronim argue on that point in the note of Yehuda. When I find something now, it's in my chazaka. I'm muchzak in it. It belongs to whoever it belongs to. I'm holding it. Peru says that's considered a real chazaka. Anyway, that's a big interesting discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. We have this, again, Tosefta. Osov Espino in our parak. Osov Espino noi bekelayim ubekoy. Osov Espino applies to kelayim, which we had already. Applies to kelayim and a koi. Koi, what's a koi? Some mixture between a chaya and a behema, as we'll see. And the rest of the umber is going to try to figure out what we mean here by koi. But the Rabbanan, the Tanakama holds, Osov Espino applies by both. Rabbi Eliezer Omer? No. Rabbi Eliezer limits it somewhat. And what's not clear is exactly the machlokas. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Kilayim haba min ha'ezu min ha'rachel. Kilayim that come from a goat and a sheep. Osov espino noeg bo. So then Osov espino is noeg by it, because those are all behemoths. Right, what does the pasuk say by Osov espino? Right? V'shar oseh, Osov espino lo sishchlu biyomecha. They're both behemoths. But when it comes to, where's the bach it's in, min ha'koy, but from the koi, ein osov esbeno nohegbo. So machlokas, Tanakam, and Rebbe Eliezer, whether there's osov esbeno by a koi. So what are we talking about? What is a koi? A koi is a mixture, we know. It's a crossbreed, but we don't know which crossbreed. Different context, koi means different things. So Amar of Chizda, ezo koi shenach lugo berablas verabanan. Which type of koi are we talking about? Zehaba min atayashu min atzeviya. It's talking about offspring that comes from a goat and from a deer. Meaning a behema and a chaya, a goat and a deer. Sehechi dami, in which direction? Again, and this is the case of machlokas. In which direction are we talking about? Ilema betaya shabala tzviya. Are we talking about a father goat and a mother deer? v'yolda, and they had offspring, v'kashachit lo labra, and the issue is, shechting the deer, the mother, and the baby the same day, v'yom Rav Chista, that can't be, because Rav Chista says, hakol modim, behi tzviya ubenat tayash shepater. Everybody agrees that would not be Osov Espino, because the mother is a deer, and Osov Espino does not apply to Chayas. Right, so therefore, and you go by the mother here, and the mother plays an important role. Doesn't matter whether choshish or choshish l'zera ha'av. You're definitely choshish about the mother. And look at the mother here. The mother is a tzviya. So it's for sure not osov esbeno. Se ubeno amarachmana velo tzvi ubeno. Right, se ubeno you say, but not tzvi ubeno. So it can't be that direction, because everybody would agree in that direction. So what about the other direction? Ela b'tzviya balatayasha. Let's see the other way. A deer, a male deer, and a female goat. The Yolda, the Kashach Elo Labra, and that's what happened, and you shechted the Osav Esbeno, that's under Machlokas, is the mother goat and the child mixture. But for Amar Rav Chista, HaKomote Bihi Tayasha Ubinat Svi Shechayiv, Se Amar Achmana Ubino Koldehu. Even if you have any little bit of a se inside this offspring. So the opposite, everyone agree that is Chayiv, as long as the mother is a se, doesn't matter who the child is, you're to be Chayiv Osav Esbeno. So what's the case of machlokas, asked Rav Chisda, in our Tosefta? The case that a koi is a machlokas, whether it's osov esbeno. So what's the machlokas? So Gemara says, la'olam b'tayi shabal atzviya. Really, it's a goat on a female deer, right? Atzviya. V'yolda bas, ubas yolda ben. So I'm at two generations. It's a mother deer that has two generations. And we're talking about the kashach elo lebras. We're talking about the lower two generations. That's the issue. Rabbanan savri choshish lezera ha'av. The Rabbanan say choshish lezera ha'av, and therefore what? V'sev afilu mixas se. As long as there is a little se in here, right? So then it's okay. And therefore there is a little se in there because you go by paternity also. Rabbi Eliezer savar ein choshish lezera ha'av. Don't worry about the father, and you don't say a little mixa se, and therefore in this case, the mother is a tzviya, and all the mothers are not purebred says, and therefore, it's not going to be subject to osov espino. Okay, that's the case of, under discussion of kai. Says the Gemara, what are you getting so complicated for, giving new cases? Just say, we have the same achlokas that we started off today's daf with. Choshish and lezera ha'av. So the Gemara says, no, e pligi, if you only said that, bahahi, if you only had the machlokas chanani the rabbanan, hava amina baha afil rabbanan modo. I would have thought that in our case, the rabbanan would agree because it's so far-fetched, the little zerahav. To sev afilu mixa selo amrinon. I would have said, come on, this isn't even direct. This is like two generations back. So I would have thought there they would agree, ein choshishin. Kamash balan. That's why you have to even give it in this case, that when you say choshin lezerahav, it's no matter, even if it's not the exact parent, but it's even a grandparent coming from the other side. Okay, fine. So that's why, but it's the same machlokas. Choshen lezera av, and choshen lezera ha'av. So now the Gemara says, veha ditnan. So this issue of choshen lezera av, where do we have it so far? It applies to osov esbeno, that's where it comes up. It applies to kilayim, right? That's where we just had the cases. Now I'm going to bring in a third context. It applies to determining whether something is a chayer behema for the mitzvah of kisui hadam. When there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, v'hod it's not koi. A koi ain't shechted osov yantif. V'im shechted b'chaser es damo. You can't shecht the koi on yantif. Why? Because you're gonna have to do kisui hadam because the koi is a suffake chaya, right? And all chayas need kisui hadam. Behemas do not. So, but you shouldn't shecht it because maybe it's a behema and it doesn't need, and you're gonna touch muksa. And you're going to touch dirt. But once you shechted it, ein mechaser es damo. Even if you shechted it, it's muksa. Ein mechaser es damo. You can't cover its blood because you don't know what status this animal is. The chinuch explains, maybe tomorrow we'll get to it, why dafke is it by chayes and mehemas, but let's just try to do the gemara now. But my askinan, what are we talking about? Which koi are we talking about in that mishnah in Beitza? Right, that a koi, or Bikurim is quoted in Beitza, but Maya Skinan, Ilema B'tai Shavala Tzviya, if we're talking about a mother deer, the Yalda, Bein L'Rabbana, Bein L'Rabbana, L'Rablazit, L'Lishcha V'Lichsi, that according to everybody, if the mother's a deer, then everybody should say you could do the cover, Tzvi V'Filo Mitzah Tzvi, because this Kisi Adam by Chayas, and this is for sure, at least, part Chaya. So what would be the difference? So El, it must be the opposite. B'Tzvi HaBala Tayasha V'Yalda, we're talking about a male deer and a female goat that had offspring? So again, why is there, what does the Mishnah say? Ila Rabbanan Lishcha V'lichsi. If it's the Rabbanan who say, what? Choshishin L'zera Ha'av. That the father's a deer, the father's a chaya, and therefore you should do kisi adam. Ilur Abelazar, who says, you're not choshed, lishka v'lo lichsi. So then you should say, you don't have to do kisi adam. So why would you, who says that you don't have to do shchita, you're not allowed to do the shchita? So Gemara answers, la'olam b'tfiya balatayasha. Really, the father is a deer, the mother is a goat, v'rabbanan, sifuki mesafka lehu yichashin lezer ha'avi enoen choshashin. The Rabbanan shchita that we have been talking about is not b'toras vadai. It's b'toras safek. And therefore, you just have to be machmir across the board. Says the Gemara now, let's just try to finish up to the bottom, and then the Beis Hashem will continue, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Umi de Rabbanan Misafka Lahu, if the Rabbanan Shita is based on Safek, and that's why Choshen or Ein Choshen, L'Rabbi Elazar Pshita Lei. But the Rabbi Elazar, who argues on them, must be saying a different Shita. So he must be saying, B'toras Vadai, what? Ein Choshen L'Zera Ha'af. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. You're not Choshen V'Zera Ha'af. But that's not true, because of the following, that we're going to come to a maskana that he also holds suffik. So we're going to end up saying, so what's the machlokas between them? So where do we see he holds suffik? As follows, the hadetanya has a row of alakayayim akeva. Next context, right? These are the three gifts that we give to a kohen from a chulin animal. What does the pasuk say? Look at the second wide line in Rashi. Im shor im se ksiv behu. Mashba enogin b'chaya. So these gifts should only apply to a behema, not a chaya. We just got to keep everything clear. What context are we talking about? And is it by chayas or behemas? Kisi adam is only by chayas. So the chay b'keva is only by behemas. So it's roh, chay b'keva, noagim b'koy b'kelayim. So again, it says, it's only by a koy. It's only by a koy and kelayim. Whoever put together the Tosefta had a good time. Yeah, I'm writing koy. Go figure out what I mean. Right, chas v'shalom. But that's every time we have to figure out what this koi means in each context. So noagim b'koi b'kelayim. So it's noag by koi and kelayim. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Rebbe Eliezer limits it. Kelayim habam and ezim and arachel chayim matanus. No, Rebbe Eliezer says only kelayim that come from parent behemos are chayiv and matanus. Minakoi patam and matanus. So again, machlokes. Whether a koi is chayiv in these matanus. So b'mayas kinan. What type of koi are we talking about? Ileva b'tai shabal etzviya. Are we talking about a father goat and a mother deer? The yolda. And they had offspring. So bishmal l'rebi Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, depatar. He says, you don't give it from here. Why? Kasavar seva filo mixase lo amrinan. You don't say you need a little bit of a seh. You say you need a behema. You need a total behema. And therefore, the mother here is a tzviya, so it doesn't work. Ela l'rabbanan, according to the rabbanan, who say you're chayiv, nehi de kasari seva milo miksaseh, fine, you could say that even a little seh is enough, but still, bishlama palgalo yahivle. It must be for sure you're only going to give half the amount that's usually given, because half this mother came from a tzviya. And that's the mother, so you for sure take that into account, and for sure, that part, you're not giving that to the Kohen because that's half chayas, that for sure belongs to you. But ve'idach palga, that for sure you don't give. But the other half, why don't you say, lemeli, I see right, the choshen l'zera ha'av, ushkol. But remember, the Rabbanan holds safek. So if the Rabbanan holds safek, and we assume all Rabbanans are equal, so here they should say, it's a safek, therefore they should be able to keep, they should not have to even give half. And we assume the Rabbanan mean chayav half, they shouldn't even have to give half because it's all bisham safek. So Ella, so what? We must be talking about the opposite case. But see, Abala Tayasha V'yalda. The case is a father deer and a mother goat. So again, Bishlam al Rabbanan my chayiv b'chatzi matanos. What does chayiv mean according to Rabbanan? In half, because the mother was a behema. So you for sure need that. El Rebbe Eliezer l'chayiv b'kula matanos. According to Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer holds that ain choshishin l'zera ha'av. So the mother is a goat. You should have to give all matanos. Why does he say pater? So the Gemara answers, La'olam b'svi abala tayasha v'yalda. It is that case. It's a deer that was on a mother goat. V'Rabbi Elazar nami b'suvi m'safkalei. And Rabbi Elazar also is machmir. That's why he says pater. Ichoshen l'zera ha'avilo. So the Gemara ends off, and with this we'll finish. V'kivet d'Rabbanan m'safkalu, Rabbi Elazar m'safkalu, b'may pligi. So we're saying everybody doesn't know. Everybody is just machmir all the way. So what's this machlokas about here? So we'll have to see that. We'll wait for that tomorrow, exactly what the machlokas is. Just the Rashba has the horror here. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't try to suggest that this is according to the Manda Amar that holds Koy as a birya bifnei atzma. That's another Manda Amar there in Beitza. The Rashba says it must be the Gemara's trying to figure out even without having to force itself to go according to that Manda Amar. Okay. This Gemara, we didn't have a chance to get into it. Maybe tomorrow if we have time about the Esrog Murkav. also comes up related to this. It has a little bit of esrog in it. Is that good enough? Mixas esrog, is that good enough? Anyway, that relates to this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here.